This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, had moved the bill in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, JDU MP Dileshwar Kamath expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for bringing the bill in the Parliament, stating that it will ensure a brighter future for students while enhancing transparency in the education system. Opposing the bill, N.K. Premachandran of RSP said that the bill is inadequate to achieve the purpose stated in the bill. He alleged that the changes brought in the proposed bill are merely cosmetic. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over alleged police action during students' protest over NEET issue. When the House reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan tried to take up the question hour, but opposition members started sloganeering, pressing their demands. The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election up to the first day of the last week of the winter session 2026 of Parliament. The chairman of the committee, BJP MP P.P. Chaudhary, moved the motion to extend the tenure of the Joint Committee on the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and the state legislative assemblies. The motion was adopted by voice vote in the House. Several BJP MPs, including from Jharkhand, today staged a protest at Parliament premises over the alleged paper leak of the Jharkhand Public Service Commission examination, demanding a CBI inquiry into the case and the resignation of Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Assam Chief Minister Dr. Hemant Biswa Sarma and reviewed the ongoing relief efforts in the wake of the devastating floods in Upper Assam. In a social media post, Dr. Sarma said that the Union Home Minister reiterated that all agencies and resources of the central government are at the disposal of the people of Assam during this difficult time. Meanwhile, relief and rehabilitation efforts are continuing on a war footing in the worst flood-affected districts of Sipsagar, Golaghat, Charaideo, and Jorhat. With the situation gradually returning to normal, floodwaters have receded from most affected localities, although some areas remain inundated. India has strongly condemned recent attacks on several maritime vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, saying targeting of commercial shipping and civilian infrastructure in the region must end. Permanent representative of India to the United Nations, P. Harish, said, after a brief pause in the ongoing conflict in the region, there has been a worrying resumption of attacks and escalation of hostilities. Mr. Harish said that free and unimpeded navigation and commerce through the international waterways must be restored. The Supreme Court dismissed a plea filed by the Odisha government against the release of the film Mahaprabhu Jagannath, saying that animation is a new form of art created for children and cannot be curtailed because of such petitions. A bench comprising Justices B.V. Nagarathna and R. Mahadevan heard the arguments and declined to modify its earlier order, which allowed the release of the film. The Odisha government had contended that the release of the film could create law and order issues after objections were raised by some sections on the depiction of Lord Jagannath. International Tiger Day is being observed across the world today to raise awareness about tiger conservation, protect natural habitats, and address the declining number of wild tigers. Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the wildlife enthusiasts on the day. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that with the world's largest wild tiger population, India's success reflects sustained efforts in habitat conservation, scientific monitoring, anti-poaching measures, and the unwavering dedication of forest personnel, scientists, conservationists, and local communities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.